It's Total Information AM on KMOX. That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Mexico's president-elect has announced creation of a Ministry of Women and has appointed a federal senator to lead it. Let's find out more. CBS correspondent Adrian Bard is in Mexico City. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, good morning, or as we say here, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. And was this part of the incoming president's campaign platform?
It wasn't a big part of it. I think it was more of a spontaneous or perhaps not so spontaneous decision, but a decision she made to elevate an institute of women, which already existed, to cabinet level. So, you know, this will now be equal to the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, of the Economy, of Health, of Education, and of Government. And, she's the first woman president in North America, we could say, at least for the moment. And it responds to a deep feeling that she had expressed in her campaign to give more importance to women's issues.
Adrian, paint a picture for us of what life is like for women in Mexico.
You know, a lot of women in Mexico still work as domestics or in the informal economy, housekeepers, taking care of babies, cleaning jobs, and there are clearly not enough women in the active workforce. The life can be very difficult, also raising children at home, and then we have an ongoing problem in Mexico with violence against women. If there's overall violence in this country with high homicide rates, but there's even a federal prosecutor's office to attend crimes against women.
What is the priority for this ministry, Adrian?
Well, the priorities that have been expressed are equal jobs for women, equal pay for women, and that's a big one, more funding for shelters for refugees for women, and one of the things that the president-elect Sheinbaum did underscore was a life free of violence at home. Those things, but also equality for all, so it will include LGBTQ issues, which have recently become more of an issue in Mexico, become more to the fore, you could say, and reproductive rights as well.
Tell us more about the woman, the federal senator that's been appointed to fill the head of this ministry.
Yeah, she's very young, 34 years old, Citlali Hernandez. She kind of has come up the ranks with Claudia Sheinbaum, serving also with her in her government here in Mexico City. Claudia Sheinbaum, who we call Doctora, she's a PhD, was also the mayor of Mexico City, one of the largest cities in the world. And so, yeah, she came up the ranks there. She was a former federal senator, also fighting for these issues. And then most recently, she headed the Morena Party. That's the party of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who's currently the president of Mexico. It's also Claudia Sheinbaum's party, a very progressive party with a lot of socialist policies. And these are all going to be aimed at leveling and equaling the playing field for everybody, but in particular, as the president-elect said, for women.
What are the biggest challenges that they face related to women's issues? Gender-based violence, it's been well documented, is a big, big problem.
Yeah, we talked about that and a little bit already, but, you know, I think it's really attacking and continuing to eliminate this general cultural acceptance that there has been about the role that women should play. Obviously, if Mexico elected a woman, and did so as the first country in North America, some attitudes have changed as far as how far a woman can go. We have a woman astronaut in Mexico who's, I think, participating in NASA. Women are entering in other fields, but I think really most people would agree that equal pay, better jobs for women, more opportunities to go to a college or universities, and reproductive rights, including keeping young women from getting pregnant so that they can have an easier time advancing their career. So all of these things will be addressed in this new federal ministry or secretary of women. And it's going to be really interesting to see. Presumably the budget will be also bumped up to help cover some of these areas, education, and as I said before, the shelters, which are so important because women who are abused at home often just don't have anywhere else to go. And the president-elect, Claudia Sheinbaum, has been very aware about these types of problems.
Adrian, I'm curious, while we've got you on the line, are folks in Mexico City talking about the elections in the United States and what that relationship might be between President-elect Sheinbaum and whoever is elected, whether it's Harris or Trump?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the kind of thing that I heard people talking about here about, you know, what do you think? Is Trump going to win? And worries on their face. And on election night, which was June 1st, I had a chance during my interviews at Sheinbaum's headquarters to ask some of her incoming cabinet members how they think she would handle Donald Trump, being that Claudia Sheinbaum is quite an accomplished feminist and, again, the first woman president. And as of late, people are just sort of trying to figure out the U.S. system, now what, you know, and watching with great interest and thinking and talking and asking about the possibility of two women leading North America, which would really be kind of a sea change for this region, this continent linked by the three countries.
Adrian Bard in Mexico City, CBS correspondent. Thank you so much for the report and the conversation. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.